أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها صدق الله العظيم. This is Ayah 20 and a portion of Ayah 21 of Surah Al-Kahf. The discussion yesterday was after a period of over 300 years, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had awakened the Ashabi Kahf, these people of the cave, and the one question was, how long did we sleep in this cave? They left that matter to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The other concern was to sustain themselves. So whatever coins they had, the silver coins, they had given it to one person to go out into the marketplace and purchase in such a way that he is undetected, be kind to those whom he meets. So they continue this discussion and Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُمْ إِيَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ, that if they get knowledge of you, if the people, the king and his courtiers and his ministers, if they get any knowledge about you, that you have awakened from the cave and you have come out into the public, then يَرْجُمُوكُمْ, they will pelt you, they will stone you, أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم, or they will cause you to renegade, turn away from your millat, turn away from your deen. In other words, they will change you into kufr once again. ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا, then you will never ever be successful. And this is the crux of our life, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And one very, very important aspect of our iman is the concern, how are we going to leave this world? And this is the whole crux of the surah, that to protect our iman, to do whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded, and to keep away from sin, to keep away from vice, to keep away from anything that will affect our iman, and the ultimate goal of every Muslim. And Allah make it a reality that we all leave this world in a state of iman. And this was the concern of these young people of the Ashabi Kahf. Now Allah Ta'ala then goes on and Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, in this way we had divulged them, in this way we had disclosed them. Understand, it is 300 years that had passed, and obviously it was generation after generation. In the narrations of tafsir it comes that that king that had given the order that they must be killed, that they must renegade and leave the religion, we said his name was Diqyanus or Daqyanus, and he had passed on, generations after him had passed on. And now when the person that was designated to go out into the marketplace, the name that has been given, his name was Tamlikha, when he goes to the marketplace and he presents these coins to purchase, if we can just understand, we are in the year 2025, here in South Africa, if somebody came with coins of 1725, we will be able to see that there is something that is very antiquated, something that is out of place. And the people of the marketplace had actually thought that he may have stumbled on some treasures, maybe digging somewhere, and he found some ancient notes and he had come. So that created a hubbub in the marketplace, and that was related now to the king. The king of that time, the name has been given as Baydusis, he was a person of Tawheed. He was a Muwahid. He was one that believed in the Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. People had changed their religion. Many of them, or most of them, had believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, there was a conflict with regards to the resurrection, that is the day of Qiyamah. How is a person going to be resurrected? Some said It will be a physical resurrection, and of course with the soul, with the ruh. Others believed it will be a resurrection of the ruh. Some may have denied also that resurrection will ever take place, but they believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This king, being a pious person, he began to make dua to Allah ta'ala. In certain narrations it appears that he had worn ragged clothes and he had sat on the sand. Some narrations got he sat on ash, and he began to make dua to Allah ta'ala. Oh Allah, open this reality for my people to know that the resurrection is going to take place bodily with the soul. People are going to be resurrected and they are going to face you in reality. That was his concern. When this message comes that these people, this person has brought this kind of coins, investigated, and they came to know that this is the Ashabi Kahf. Now at the very beginning of the surah, we had spoken about Ashabur Raqim, that it was noted, it was written on a tablet, the people's names, and this entire incident, the warrant of arrest, he probably would have stumbled over it, and he interviewed Tamlikha, and Tamlikha now takes him to the cave in anticipation that he would want to meet the Ashabi Kahf. There's a variance of narrations whether he really did meet the Ashabi Kahf or not, but this much is known, that shortly after either a meeting or no meeting, the Ashabi Kahf once again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put them to sleep, but this sleep was forever and ever, and they had passed on. But the benefit of it is, people had come to realize that if people could sleep for 300 years and still be resurrected in the way that they were at the time when they had gone to sleep, was sufficient evidence for most of them to now believe that Qiyamah will take place, and together with that, it will be bodily, it will be with the soul. And Allah Ta'ala says that similarly, أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we disclose their matter, we divulge their tidings, لِيَعْلَمُوا, so that the people will come to know, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ, that the wa'da, the promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is true, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, and certainly there is absolutely no doubt in the day of Qiyamah, in the day of judgment, that will most certainly take place. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.